On University at Albany Week, artificial intelligence can serve many purposes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daphne Stavrola-Zois, associate professor of electrical and computer engineering, College of Engineering and Applied Sciences, details how to help farmers abroad.
There are about 570 million farms on the planet, according to the UN, providing food for the world's nearly 8 billion inhabitants. Nearly 90% of these are smallholder farms, less than 5 acres in size, and often managed by and supporting a single family. As part of a Google initiative to develop artificial intelligence techniques that can improve people's lives, UAlbany College of Engineering and Applied Sciences is working with a non-profit AgriWeb to help smallholder farmers in Ghana develop better prediction models for their crop yields. AgriWeb connects a diverse group of people dedicated to create financial freedom and growth opportunities through investing in agricultural activities. Their focus is aimed at developing the best systems to sustain Ghana's collective agricultural interests, as well as create a more profitable, sustainable, and inclusive approach towards farming. AI has many advantages, such as streamlining repetitive tasks, extracting useful patterns, and improving decision-making. If AI techniques are designed in a way to value fairness, transparency, and inclusiveness, they can benefit marginalized people by providing things such as personalized healthcare, access to education, or minimizing neonatal and maternal deaths in low-resource areas. In the case of agriculture, our goal is to use AI to help predict post-harvest shortages or excess, which would enable smallholder farmers to increase their profits and provide secure food supplies. This includes research to improve crop and irrigation planning, as well as help farmer collectives with market intelligence.
That was Daphne Stavrola-Zois of the University of Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.